Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go one step further, I want to take a quick second to say thank you and a huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Nowadays, I'm a little more invested in the drafts and the collective bargaining agreements in the NFL, being that I may know a guy who's a part of the policy making of the NFL. And so now the drafts and the pay scales have become extremely interesting to me. This has nothing to do with the show other than I will be at BW3's for the draft. There was no way I could sit at home and appreciate what was going on. So, Thursday night, they're going to have some deals, some specials out there for you. Of course, everybody knows the lovely Tina will be hosting. And anything NFL related, if you are a particular fan, you're looking to get out and kick it with your boy, and just chop it up over draft, over, oh yeah, we don't have to talk all draft. We can talk rosters and roster management and all that good stuff. So I just want to extend an invitation for Thursday evening draft time. You want to stop by and get a little beer or something, you know, like I said, chop it up, get some wings, have a little good time. So here's the thing. I left you with a bit of a tease leaving the first hour. Talked about Corin Johnson. Talked about the hurdles, the qualities he brings to the table. Now, number one question you get asked is, you know, well, number one question that I usually get asked is, who's next? I hate that question. Because what matters now is what we have on the table. But I will flirt with the answer to that question as far as what's next in the construction of your roster. Now, thank you. Thank you, brother. Sorry about that. I had to mute it for a second because of copyright. So here's the thing. When you hear me compliment a guard, like I just did with Corin Johnson, you have to mix in the fact that he's good enough to scare a guard off. I know it's your natural thing to say, well, if anybody's scared of a guard, then they shouldn't be here anyway. Easy for you to say. Easy for you to say because you want 12 All-Americans. And you're not going to play 12 All-Americans. And it just doesn't happen. So there's a double-edged sword sometimes when you get aggressive guards like that. Could you imagine being a guard and you ask that guard, or you ask the coach, hey, coach, do you see me at point guard? And the coach says, well, we're looking to have more of a multi-guard lineup. Well, coach, that's kind of like a point guard, two guard. It's a handful. I'm kind of a natural point guard. Ugh. So, Texter, when you say Chucky Hepburn, you say, close to the same size. They both can shoot. Ugh. Chucky Hepburn can really D up. He's played for Wisconsin. Huh? Listen, I love them both. But, again, you have your scene. The tea leaves are saying your clutches are pretty good in Wisconsin guard Chucky Hepburn. But what I'm always telling you, beware of same size, close to the same skill set. Two alpha. It's like the movie The Program, when the guy says, "Hey, you know, nice to meet you. I'm the running back." He says, "It's nice to meet you. I'm starting running back."
Right.
Just apply that to basketball. Both of these guys think this is my opportunity to be a scoring point guard.
My God, the iron sharpening iron there.
Oh man, if you get to actually do that. So what are we learning now? Okay, This is what's exciting about what you are witnessing. There's all kind of recruiting. A coach recruits a certain way because the sliding scale of talent, high-end talent, skill set, okay? What Coach Kelsey is going for is the highest-end skill set he can find. He's starting with skill set and looking for the higher end ability or moving or sliding his scale with. You start with your high skill set. Listen, everybody can do the create a player, and not the cheat code create a player. We're talking about the real games where you pick your character. When you play James Bond and you pick Odd Job, he can sneak around. He can avoid hits, but he is a headshot magnet. Okay? Real games with real multiple characters, you can get the fast woman on Mortal Kombat, but boy, her mana, when she gets struck, everybody has a skill set, right? Every coach goes after, a recruit with the sliding scale. Don't ask me anymore about JQ. Once he put Memphis and Arkansas on his next visits, don't talk to me about him anymore. He's a unicorn. Actually, he's not a unicorn. We've reached out to a unicorn, a real unicorn. And boy,
I'm listening.
Are you going to know? We'll have to circle back around in the last segment to the unicorn, the real unicorn. But these kids that Coach Kelsey, they're skill set guys. And here's the thing. I would never tell them this. I would hope they never listen to the show. I would hope their parents never listen to the show when I say things like that. He's not getting pros, so to speak. He's getting the best college basketball skill set guys he can find. That's wanting to win college. Now, here's the thing. You might get a Rick Pitino, right, who says that guy's skill set is not there, but he has a ton of upside and he has a motor. Coach Pitino looked for that motor a lot higher. You know, look for a guy who's resilient. You know, that whatever character that is in whatever game that has great armor, you know, great defense, great resiliency. Coach Pitino says, okay, that guy has a motor and a lockdown mentality on defense. I can work on his skill set. I can get his left hand together. I can get his right hand together. I can put him in a position to help me win a lot of games. The skill set that Pat Kelsey, like the skill sets, like I need good, polished college players. I'm going to stick 12 polished college players, and I'm going to stick them in a group, and we're going to execute the hell out of my offense, and I'm going to look cool doing it, right? Until I can get my UConn level guys, I'm going to go get, because again, when you start getting your talented and skill set, that's when you start saying, okay, we're preseason 4. But right now, you're saying, I'm going to show everybody how good I can. And again, I'm not making this a Coach Kelsey egotistical thing. It's no, I'm going to go get 12 dudes that can play college basketball. I don't care about them. Listen.
Yeah. I know. It's supposed to be about making it to the pros.
He's going to tell them, I'm going to make you a pro. in real life, I'm going to get the best 12 college basketball players. I don't give a damn about their pro potential, their pro prospect. I'm going to tell them everything they want to hear about making it to the pros. I'm going to get 10, 12 college dudes that's going to win. When I put those mature, skill set basketball players on a basketball court, I'm going to be able to find 9 guys that are going to be able to out-execute 90% or 85% of the teams that I'm going to play against. Listen, that's your way. That's his way. We're not going to be sitting around. We're going to cling on to Donovan. We're going to cling on to Terry Rozier. We're going to ride this thing out because we're not going to be all in the – we're not going to have fingers crossed in draft time, okay? That one sailed with Jaden Quaintance. once he put Arkansas and Memphis on there, that was our –
well, it was fun.
That was our draft pick guy. You know, like I said, we might sneak one guy into a vet camp, into the G League that sneaks in, or we might have – Jalen Johnson out here going at DeMarcus Cousins. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No, Jalen Johnson went
Shout
after DeMarcus
out
Cousins.
The moms, Janetta Johnson. They are overseas, and Jalen Johnson and Boogie Cousins are talking back and forth, and Jalen is bringing it out of Boogie Cousins. Right? I mean, Boogie Cousins has never been accused of being the nicest guy, but Jalen Johnson's here for it. And
good for Jalen.
And kudos to Jalen Johnson because he's been on the fringe. You see him popping up. You know how Malik Williams just popped up out of nowhere with the Raptors?
Yeah, got that 10-day with the Raptors, right.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson, he's been fighting. He has really been fighting for the longest. Go ahead and grab that. Yeah, he's been fighting. So I definitely want to take a second. If you get a chance and you see DeMarcus Cousins' name pop up somewhere, look at that video. Because Jalen Johnson getting under his skin. Now, I don't know if they had some encounters or you know, whatever, but it's pretty fun to watch. It'll give you a good laugh. But point. The original point that I was going with is he's not caring about. And listen, here's the thing. Under Rick, that's what we had to eat that. Listen, I'm going to outwork these guys. I'm going to put my guys in position to win my college basketball games. If they work hard enough to get to the NBA, if they got a motor to make it to the NBA, Godspeed. Our father, you know, go off in greatness. But this team he's putting together right now is built to win college basketball. Now, here's the thing. The James Scott kid, now he can pop up out of nowhere. James Scott can end up flying up the boards because of his age. And that's an external factor. Now, if he has a motor and he takes this offseason serious and they take advantage, we have two guards right now that I know can throw the hell out of an alley-oop. And I know James Scott is always, he has the Trez mentality. Yes, I said it. And I am not afraid of the faux backlash to, oh my God, did you hear what Mabry said? Yes. James Scott has the Trez mentality. He is looking to dunk that basketball every single time. When he turns a corner, he is looking up in the air every single time. Now, the drop step, not as good as Trez's because he really uses his drop step to spring load. But maybe we'll get Trez to work with him a little bit. Trez, teach young fella the drop step. Teach him how to really hang on to the ball and drop step. We'll add that to his game. He'll get ridiculous really quick. Anais, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Feeling good.
First, I want to start off by saying, I really like the regional, the Seattle, Washington area, the Isaiah Thomas, Jamal Crawford. I love the way those guys just play basketball down there. They're so smooth with it, and I love, their game, their style.
It's competitive, yeah.
Now, to go to Corin Johnson, me personally, this is the guy that I wanted. I mean, if I could emulate a basketball style that I could play myself, it would be his exact style. I just love the bucket getting style. I mean, he's personally, like outside of everybody on the roster right now and whoever we could else add, I think he will honestly be my favorite player. He kind of reminds me of Terry Rozier, just the patient ball handling, the ability to get downhill. He can play make a little bit. He can fill it up. I mean, I just honestly think, you know, it's a really great fit. As far as him starting or coming off the bench, I feel like, you know, with Chucky Hepburn, you know, that could potentially be, you know, one of the best defensive backcourts in the ACC, depending on how you play it. Or I think he's comfortable coming off the bench. You know how you said it, there's some guys that, you know, it just doesn't faze them. It just does not faze them whether they come off the bench or whether they start, a.k.a. Jamal Crawford or Lou Williams, you know. So, it definitely, you know, can could work, and I'm glad to see, you know, what else Pat Kelsey can do. I will say, as far as the centers, I love James Scott. I think he has tremendous upside. I mean, 6'11", bouncy, wiry, rangy, you know, they always, you know, goes well, you know, in the Power 5 conference.
Right.
I do think we need to get a veteran center. We actually reached out to this one guy. His name is Carlton Lingard. He was from K-State. And then he transferred to UTSA, and he's a 7-foot stretch big. I've been looking at some film on him. But I do think, you know, I do like the direction that Pat Kelsey's going in, and I feel like, you know, Corin Johnson, I mean, that's a heck of a pickup. And I think that does, you know, put some fear in some rivals' hearts for sure. So I just wanted to get on there and say that.
Nice. I appreciate the call. Dare I say revivalry yet again?
We need those T-shirts, Alan.
Right. Okay, so here's the thing. I understand what he said. I always liked that perspective when somebody says, if I was going to be a basketball player, what would I emulate? Again, outside of being Wembanyama, did we ever think we were going to be alive long enough to see a Wembanyama? You couldn't even make that on your.
That's what I'm saying.
You couldn't even make that. You weren't even allowed to go over 7'3" in the early 2K days.
Right. You couldn't just have like a walking glitch.
Yeah. Right. Right. And he is actually a walking glitch in real life.
And he can shoot.
And he can shoot. Oh, but point. Okay. I piqued Nikki's curiosity. I swept it under the rug. Because it's some names I don't like to be teased with. It's some players I don't like to be teased with. I talked to Steve Rummage this morning. And you know what I told him? We were talking about Corin Johnson. And then we talked about another player. And I said, we don't deserve that. It is too early in the Pat Kelsey era for us to get something like that. Now, Steve likes to joke around about, you know, you go 5-0 and now it's no longer fun. If Coach Pat Kelsey lands this particular player, it's game on.
Do I need to play the sounder? Game on!
Before the season even starts. A bit hyperbolic, but if you bear with me, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll agree. Let's take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben, 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services, Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move, yeah. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say like me. 2 singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch.
Blow the whistle.
For some reason, I just knew you were gonna play that song.
I heard it over the weekend, and it's like it's been stuck in my head.
That song casts a spell on you. So here's the thing. Let's do some housekeeping really quick. People, your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your... This is a perfect time to call Citadel Roofing and Construction. It's derby time. People are cleaning up their house, their yard. They're doing all the maintenance to their property. This is a perfect time to remember. Your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Texter, why'd you throw me off like that? You didn't have to do that. You made me giggle in the middle of it. So here's the thing. There's a play. There's players. Corin Johnson is a player. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. I meant to say it a different way. There's playmakers and there's guys that can play. There's playmakers and there's guys that can play. Corin Johnson is a playmaker. Terrence Edwards Jr. is a playmaker. Rain Smith can play. People, there's a guy kind of late coming across my screen. Last night, early in the evening, you know, you get that name. They throw that name around to you, and you say, "Oh, let me check him out. Let me take some time to check him out." Nikki, earlier on, I said he's a unicorn. Nikki, before we went to break, I said you put him on your team under Pat Kelsey, and it might not be quite as fun. It might be fun for the record. But the expectations. Now, here's the thing. Let me be honest. I'm probably not going to bring the expectation part to the radio because he doesn't deserve that. And I don't want to screw. I don't want to mess up the fan base. But I don't even want to get you into that world, right? You enjoyed Jeff Brom's expectations once he wins 5-0 because of Steve. There's a kid. Hummerkaus. Have you heard that name, Nikki?
I have not heard this name, no.
Hummerkaus is a roughly 6'8", 6'9"-ish, right? He's a wing. Okay. Allow me to say this unapologetically. he's not sneaky athletic, but he's white. Don't say sneaky athletic. It's a white dude from Evansville. Every time you hear those old stories about Larry Bird taking the respect from all the black people on the court, I mean, listen, like we don't have to make this awkward. There's a Jeff Teague has a podcast, one of my favorites right now. He says he tried to antagonize an opposing team one time. Jeff Teague, he tried to antagonize the other team by saying, man, y'all gonna let that white dude just shoot all the balls? That's crazy, right? He admitted, I was trying to piss off the black dudes on that team, right? He said that a friend of his looked him straight in the face and he said, hey, that MF'er's cold. You know who he was talking about?
Larry Bird.
Luka Doncic.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yep, as a rookie.
Oh, okay, okay.
He said, when my friend looked at me dead in my eye, he was like, I shut up right there. I stopped antagonizing.
He was like, oh, he's the real deal.
He must be really the real deal. Because that dude was like, hey, this ain't no gimmick. You know what I'm saying? This is no great white hype. This is no funny games. That dude, he got us all together instantly. So when you hear Larry Bird and Magic Johnson saying, at first we probably didn't think, or he thought he might have been a product of hype or a product of marketing. It's like, he's the real deal.
Right.
So when you
got edumacated.
Yeah. So when you see Evansville dude.
What's his name?
His last name is Humrichouse. It's like H-U-M-R-I, think C-H-O-U-S or C-O-U-S. It's, you know, something like that. Listen.
He plays for Evansville.
Yes. He's transferring from Evansville. He's a problem. He's a problem. And if you put him in a system, right? When I say a guy can play, there's a difference between playmaker and play. What I'm saying is if you draw up a play for him, he's going to hit it.
Shot at 41%.
When you draw up a play, listen, this is how you get on a, this is how you really get on a basketball court, like in real life with a structured coach. You know what you do? Every day in practice, we're running through our sets, right? And Coach Crum says, Marcus, I want you to be the guy that's going to come off the double screen. And what we're going to do is we're going to run this play full speed as fast as we can against live defense. And Marcus runs his cut and he sets up his man and he runs off his double screen exactly like we're supposed to do it. And he raises up and he knocks it down, right? And then the coach says, let's run it again. You run it exactly like the coach wants it ran. You execute exactly like the way the coach wants it ran, and practice and no practice, you knock it down. When you can do that five times in a row, a coach will say, you're a starter. You are a starter, and you can shoot that ball anytime you want. I watched you do it full speed in practice five times in a row. I trust you to be able to knock down that shot. When you say a dude can play, means when you're open, you hit it. There's no – and if you miss it, the whole crowd's going to go, oh, huh?
You're in that, like, Steph Curry territory that they're expecting you're going to make it.
You're Ryan McMahon. You're going to hear. If you get this kid, you're going to hear a collective, oh, like when he misses. You're going to get that, like he got off a clean look. Yes! When he gets off the clean look, you're celebrating. This is a pre-celebration kind of guy. He can't shoot it. And here's the problem. When you get a guy like that and he's ours and we know something that you don't know, it's me looking at Luke get a step on the baseline and say, he's going to punch that on. Like, they don't know this. They don't know what we know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They're in trouble. They're in danger.
Yeah, because this guy, his mixtape may have the dunk on it, but the scouting film won't.
Doesn't, right.
Yeah. And those are the guys that get you dunked on. He looks like a shooter. He comes in. All my white friend basketball players, they love this joke. The joke is, the first time they step on the court, everybody yells, "Who got the shooter?" Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend.
Yeah. Don't think he's just a shooter.
6'9".
6'8" is...
They have him listed as 6'9".
If he's 6'9", he's transferring to Duke or something. 6'8", you might be able to sneak him under the radar. Like, he can play. Don't let Pat Kelsey stick one of those around Corin Johnson and Edwards and James Scott, and then have Hepburn and another Abubakar. You know, like,
still my beating card here.
Yeah. Like
they're already putting plays for the 2026 kid, the 5-star.
I'm just talking about when I say he right now, Pat Kelsey is going for the best acquired skill set of guys that can play basketball and are like, have gotten their props in their respective conferences. This is not like you have to kick over the tires. These are not guys that need a lot of individual development. They know how to take care of the ball. These are guys that have great footwork, pivots, fundamental sound, a posture down in guarding stance. When you watch James Scott, he's down in his in a squat position with his hands out in front of him. Like, you can tell all these guys that he's going after are as close to finished college products as you're going to get in a collection of guys. You know, like I said, Johnson Kidd's still kind of young, has a little raw, wild horse to him, you know what I'm saying? But his skill set is tight. These guys that are bringing in, like Edwards, these aren't guys that lose the ball. You know, sometimes you get a player, oh, if we can work on this, oh, man, he has this, but we'll work on this. And it's like, a lot of these guys, your job is your job, and you're good at doing your job, and you can, and a good quality coach is going to be able to use your skill set overall. And I'm like, you land a couple more of these at your pace.
Dangerous.
You're very dangerous. And it's something that you would have to see. Put it this way. You would only have to see it 6 times at the beginning of the season. If you see it 6 times at the beginning of the season.
Why only 6?
Because, you'll get a new coach.
Right.
And they'll put on a big time performance early. The discipline offense with 7-8 dudes that can play season college basketball, you're gonna beat the brakes out of those early scheduled people. And when you do that, and then you see them play against one team, you're gonna be like, yeah, that Louisville team's not joking around. They're gonna be problems.
Right. They're dialed in.
Yeah. Really structured guys that are mature. This could be fun. Keep it up, coach. We're watching. They better not let that Evansville kid get over here.
You got me sold on him.
Check him out, good people. And I'm telling you, you'll like it. You'll like what I'm talking about. As always, 81-50-93-9 is always the number. 38-31-93-9 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Ville. Mendez and Marcus Maven, 93.9 The Ville.